Hawaii recently wrestled with three big public health scares linked to mosquitoes, bad scallops, and bad seaweed. Infectious disease outbreaks are unpredictable, but our response to it can go a long way with protecting public health. A legislative audit uncovered weaknesses in record-keeping and review of the state's response to the outbreaks. This morning, State Health Director Dr. Virginia Ginny Pressler joins us live. Welcome.
Aloha, Catherine.
Can you share with us, do the problems boil down to just being short-staffed?
No, I think that, we were aware of some of these issues long before the audit was done. The problems are that this preparedness branch was initially put under the Disease Outbreak Control Division, which includes disease investigation and immunization branches. And the reason it was there initially, it was after the 9/11 attacks and the concerns about biohazards and that kind of thing. So it made sense to put resources under the Disease Outbreak Control Division. And what's happened since then is we have many other types of hazards in addition to infectious disease outbreaks. We have nuclear threats. We have radiation threats. We have threats of spills of all kinds, whether it be petroleum or sewage or whatever. And so many of the disasters that we need to respond to go way beyond the Disease Outbreak Control Division's capabilities.
Now, the audit flagged that the department didn't follow its own protocols in some instances and has inconsistent procedures for record keeping.
Yeah, and I think that that is a bit of a misstatement. We certainly appreciate the auditor's report because it's always helpful to have an outside, external, independent assessment of the work that we do. It wasn't that we didn't have protocols and all in place. What happened was because the dengue fever outbreak was such a huge effort and we were just barely recovering from that, we had had several big meetings to talk about what we could have done better, but it hadn't all been documented before the hepatitis outbreak hit us, and then on top of that was the salmonella. So when you're dealing with limited resources and you're fighting a fire, you need to put out the fire before you worry about the paperwork. And in this case, the paperwork just hadn't been completed as far as the documentation of the debriefings and the things that we've learned and could do better the next time around.
And this isn't the first time that we've had the dengue outbreak. And I recall many years ago that really the staff was working, I think, around the clock trying to track down these cases and doing the investigations. And a lot of times, a lot of their work goes, I think, unrecognized. People don't realize what they're doing behind the scenes.
These investigations are really complicated. I mean, it starts with having a physician recognize a patient, getting a lab test. So we first find out from the laboratory or from a physician's office. And if we may have nothing more than a post office address or a phone number, and for our investigators to actually get in touch with the individual and family involved, sometimes it's quite a struggle because some of these people don't want to be talking to a government official. They're afraid. They shouldn't be because our interest is strictly in the public health area. But narcotics can be involved, immigration issues. So sometimes these individuals and families aren't going to answer the phone. They're not going to answer the door. And it makes it extremely difficult for our investigators to get all the information they need to complete their work. Very time intensive.
And you mentioned that while you were doing the dengue outbreak, then you had to deal with the Hep A scare, which really was very involved.
That's right. And all of these outbreaks, the reason that we are reorganizing this preparedness branch to move it to an office under the director is because it almost always impacts other areas of the department as well as the counties, the communities, civil defense, other departments such as Department of Agriculture, Department of Land and Natural Resources, the University of Hawaii Tropical Agriculture. We work with all of these partners, and so we recognized early on that we need to reorganize. We're going to have the existing resources, but put them under the director's office so that we can make sure that we're making better use of the entire department, as well as our sister departments and our community partners.
Will you be asking for any additional staff this legislative session?
No, this will be a budget-neutral movement of the existing branch to an office under the director, the same positions, same people for the most part. We do have some empty positions, so I'm going to be recruiting a new chief for the Office of All Hazards Preparedness, and that will be both an internal and external recruitment. We have been asking for a number of years for additional resources in our communications office, and we did succeed this year in getting into the governor's budget an additional information specialist, which would allow us to do a better job of keeping our website up to date and more user-friendly so that we can use that as a resource to get out to the public in a timely manner with all kinds of information.
Okay, but those jobs haven't been posted yet?
No, not yet. They will be soon.
Okay. And then anything else going forward, or is anything that you want to underscore to the public that the changes that you made are going to make us more able to respond in the future?
Yes. You know, our major objective is looking after the public health, and we do recognize the importance of documenting all of these efforts, and that's the only way an outsider can know what was actually done necessarily. But we also recognize the hard work of our staff. The people in the disease outbreak control division worked their heart and soul into this, and we had to mobilize resources from around the entire state in order to address the dengue fever outbreak on Hawaii Island. And so we have nothing but gratitude to not only everyone in that department, but also in other areas of the state that helped rally to the cause to help improve this.
The audit did flag the issue of institutional memory and the need to document so that the department isn't repeating the same mistakes.
Yes, absolutely. And we are totally in agreement with that. We do have guidelines already, both they continue to be revised in order to incorporate input from program staff and our CDC colleagues and other partners after each outbreak. And we had done that after the dengue, but I guess it hadn't been, even though we'd had meetings with including the mayor and civil defense and governor to debrief after the dengue outbreak, I guess that hadn't all been documented in writing before they got hit with the next epidemic.
So we're going into 2018, or we are in 2018. Anything else that you want to underscore going forward? Hopefully your staff is re-energized.
Yes. Well, I want to underscore the hard work that our staff does do and that we need the public's support when we have these kinds of outbreaks. We do our best to educate and get the word out, and we need the community to be involved in a positive sense to help us get control of disease outbreaks, whether that means getting immunizations, whether it means coming forth if you're sick and making sure that we have the information we need. We need to know if someone's traveled, where they work, where they play, where they live, where they worship, where their connections are, so that we know how to really fully investigate a disease outbreak.
Well, hopefully after these three outbreaks that people will have this top of mind.
Well, now it's mumps, so there's always something. It never ends.
That's right. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Catherine.
Dr. Ginny Pressler, whose family's roots are in Maui, is the state's health director. Before taking the position, she served as executive vice president of Hawaii Pacific Health. She'd worked at the Department of Health previously as a deputy director and also worked as a surgeon.